Hello.
Hi, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? You got some good lighting there today.
Yeah, I got the bulbs fixed.
Oh, good. I was wondering about that. Why are you in the dark?
And the bulbs, and these are special bulbs, and I had to have them.
Ordered them and all.
Yeah. So
Good,
now I
good.
have ordered enough so that if these lights go out, I can change the bulbs and still order some more and be fine.
Scott keeps, like, we have a section in our laundry room, a cabinet. He's always the don't run out of important stuff. So we have like mounds and mounds of toilet paper. You never run out of toilet paper in this house. You can never. And then he has all light bulbs of every size and shape for everything in the house, like this whole like section of filled with it. So we're not going to be in the dark and we're not going to miss out on toilet paper. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back. So did you see that Fabienne sent, signed up?
Yeah,
Lynn,
she
get in
signed
touch
up.
with you. We
Yeah,
need to help this woman.
and we've signed her up under this sweet spot coaching, but she really needs something else. But I'm just going to do it like that because we don't have any other real mechanisms set up. So we just have to, sort that out another time, finding out different ways of offering private coaching because she needs help with digestion. So I'm going to be working on digestion the whole time. So.
Right. We need, we do have that because you've set up with other people before. So we just need to maybe have a meeting with you and me and Lynn and just lay
Yeah.
out what the options are. Just have
Yeah.
standard stuff instead of customizing so much.
Yeah, exactly. That would be really good. And then Lynn also knows what to say to them because I hadn't had a chance to talk to Lynn about it before, and then she offered that and I just didn't want to say anything else. So
Right. Right. That way we have it. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. She needs it. There's another one in there that I said you really need some help here. She wrote, there's a lot of really, let's just say out of balance people in sweet spot, right? And she basically said, oh, I wish I could have that cabbage. It would just tear up I just couldn't tolerate it. That looks good, but I couldn't eat it. I'm like, oh, what happens? She goes, oh, I can't eat any greens. They go right through me. And I wrote back and said, well, is it just raw greens or is it cooked greens? It sounds like you have some gut issues that need to be addressed. Oh, any greens at all. But I can't eat this and I can't eat that and I don't eat this and I don't eat that. I'm like, I wrote back and I said, what do you eat? Like, it sounded like the only thing she didn't said she couldn't eat was meat. And I'm like, no wonder she's so sick if she's just eating meat all day. And her bones, osteoporosis, they just diagnosed her with osteoporosis. Doctor said it's urgent. You have to immediately go on. So now she's scared. Afraid. I said, look, whether you go on the medication or not, that's your choice. And you make that choice with your doctor, but you got to support your bones because the medication isn't going to fix the underlying problem, right? You've got to get micronutrients. You've got to get balance. I suggest you see a functional medicine practitioner or coach. And da-da-da-da. And then I said, let us know. We can help you, set up a time to talk to Lynn and see if it's something we can help you with or we can refer you, but you need help. There's so many people like Steph. I just always remember Steph's story. Hi, Steph, of I just ate butternut squash for 3 weeks. I just ate butternut squash. And if they do it from that perspective of finding the one food that they could eat and just being okay with eating it and getting everything calmed down or drinking something, then they can get beyond it. But they get so caught up in what they can't eat and the psychology of that and the fear, right? There's so much fear. And then we know what fear does to cortisol. And we know what cortisol does to digestion and blood sugar, right? So it's like helping people to get out of fear mode is just so critical. And even like yesterday on our ERC call, and I said to someone, who's having a big histamine reaction. I said, and she just keeps like doing stuff, but she doesn't know what's causing it. I said, you know what you need? You need like 4 days of just not food. I know you're not going to fast. So what about something like MediClear Plus or one of these functional food substitutes that there's no real food in it. So we know you're not going to have an allergic reaction. There's just the nutrients to support you. And it has quercetin and glutathione and all that other stuff. I would consider something like that. Or if there's one food, but she needs to get her gut calmed down. She needs to be able to, but she's scared. Oh, I don't think I can do that. I'm like, but do you want to live with puffiness and with every meal you eat, not knowing if you're going to get a reaction? Mm-hmm. She eliminated all the histamine. And I don't think it's the histamines per se. You know, I think there's something else going on, but she is scared of letting go. So it's like, that's such a big piece of what we have to do with people, is to just help them with the fears, help them with the fears, because it's killing them. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. All right. So let me get started. So this is our, what, April? Wow. April mastermind call. And we're here to support you in however you need support today. And as usual, I always like to start with a success first, because I want to celebrate you, because none of us celebrate ourselves enough. Maybe you do celebrate yourself sometimes, but we never do it enough, do we? Do we? Do you? Do you celebrate and pat yourself on the back enough and say, wow, you did a great job? Who does that enough? No, none of us. Okay. So let's find something that you can celebrate, and let's celebrate. So who wants to start?
Well, I can start because it'll be short. I can celebrate that I'm healthier this year compared to last year. So that's a big, big step. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm much better than last year.
Great. And are you sleeping more?
I'm trying. That's still not where it needs to be, but I'm trying.
Okay, good.
But I have not had colds for a while, and I've been surrounded by the flu, so I'm, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Your immune system's doing better. And you're keeping busy. I mean, you've got a lot of
Time
coming your way, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so good.
Yeah, good. It is. It's always good to have income.
Good. Glad to hear. Okay, who else wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay.
So I know
louder or something, get closer to your mic, because it's hard to hear you.
How about now?
Still hard.
Okay. Then go ahead and let Steph go, and I'll get headphones on.
Okay. Yes, you do.
I got nothing. I'm just going to piggyback on Lisa's comment about health, though. This is the best allergy season that I've had in probably like 5 years.
Great.
Because usually it's just a crazy histamine party over here.
Oh, and really?
Yeah. So I live in a hay field. Like, why did I do that? But it's fantastic. This year has been pretty good. Like, I can go to the beach. I'm not even tempted to take a Claritin or anything like that. I'm not even overdosing on quercetin. Like, last year I had this regimen with, like, the
27 bottles of quercetin a week.
All this stuff. And, I'm not doing any of that. I'm just living my normal life, and I'm not having crazy.
That's great. And your voice is back. I mean, it took a really long time, but it's maybe a little bit off, but good.
But I can sing again, and I can be normal, and I can talk. And
good. Yeah. So yay. That's good. And Annette.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes, much better.
Okay. So I know I should journal, and I'm not real good at it. I'm not consistent, but starting the first of the year, I've been writing something from each day that's a positive or that I'm grateful for, because this I can get done, you know, a little piece of folded paper. I can do that.
But that's so cool.
Yeah. It's not my idea. I stole it from somebody else. So,
but love
it's not easier. You know, I'm committed to doing this. And if I don't do it at night, the next morning, I'm like, oh, I got to do that. So I have not missed a day yet.
And then you can pull out like randomly, like you could just go, oh, let me see. Like, oh, wow, that was really cool. I love that.
And I'll move it to a bigger, nicer container at some point. But that's what I had. And so
I love it. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. You know, and I think we all need those positive practices. I took me so many years to get here, but I cannot go a day without meditating. I will not go a day without meditating. And it's been a year and 4 months since I started. And it's like, oh, I got it. You know, and I was doing it at night, and occasionally be like, oh, it's past midnight. Oh my God, it's not officially. I didn't officially do it that day. Well, it's still midnight. It's still before midnight in California. So I'm okay. But now I do it first thing in the morning, and I discipline myself no matter what I have in the morning. I always say, oh, I can't get up earlier in the morning. I'm just not a morning person. Whatever I have going on, at least 15 minutes, 20 minutes when I'm, you know, really being good at it. And it's become that habit. Like, I can't not do it. I can't not. And I actually left my muse in hotel room, I think. I can't find it anywhere.
Did you call the hotel?
I called the hotel that night when I got home, and they said, well, we'll call you back tomorrow. We'll check with our staff. And they didn't. And I gave it to Scott to call, because I was busy and nonstop and he hasn't called yet. So, but I found on the application, it says, do it without the muse, without the headband. So I can meditate without having that thing on me. So it's really kept that habit up. So that's a good one for me. Allison, we were just sharing successes. Hi.
Hi. My success is today I was chairing a networking meeting and it went really well. Everybody loved the way I chaired it. Everybody was very relaxed and they enjoyed it. Two people fed back that they really liked my energy. So it's given me some confidence about the functional forums, which I've signed up with to lead networking groups. But I never did it. I signed up in November. So that's exciting because it's sort of giving me another thing to do. But that aside, it's a way of connecting people, which will be helpful for referrals, because if I lead that, people will refer to me because they'll understand more about bioidentical hormones. Okay.
Yes.
So that's great. And I managed this morning to write the script, as you know, but I haven't amended it, but I completely agree with your suggestions around it. It's too wordy. It's not the sort of spoken parlance. It's written parlance. And so
it's written, exactly. Yeah. You want them to know you. Like, you have this beautiful, eloquent way of writing, but that's not where they're getting your heart, and you want them to get your heart. That's what I wanted with that, right? Use some of the stuff we talked about yesterday in the copywriting, right? The hook, the emotion, emotionally connect them. And then you can go into data, which is those symptoms. I mean, those are symptoms, but then you went into you can do this and just get you in there. And I would encourage you, you can read that one and read it and look back and go, it's a little too stiff and formal, right? But time it so you get a sense of how long it should be. Because I have a feeling that's over the 5 minutes.
Yeah. And you said, you know, ideally 3 to 5 minutes, and you've really got to hook people in the first moment.
You got to hook them right at the beginning. And why am I going to listen to this lady? She's going on and on about hot flashes. I don't even have hot flashes, right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, and yes. I was thinking about this for Janet. I wish I have to get back to Janet on this, but I was thinking about that. You know how she started her thing and she got into right away into the data. And I said, you need to do more, but she's talking about these guys. But in order to hook those them emotionally, the statistics are great, but you love your grandchildren, right? I mean, you really love them. And when you see them like having health issues or being obese or being, you know, ADD and have this stuff, doesn't that break your heart? Yeah. Wouldn't you like to be part of the solution for that? And then she can go into her stuff. I don't know if this makes sense, but I'm going to share that with you. It just came to me in the shower.
Yeah, I agree absolutely with her copy. It was too immediately into the left brain stuff.
Right.
And it needs to be heart, not head.
Yes. And that's
the same. You were very fine with head.
You were into the pain at the beginning of it, which was good, but you were eloquently into the plant, you know what I mean? Like, you were beautifully describing it, but that's not the words they're going to use.
That's why it's better for me personally to have a semi-script rather than a script, because when I naturally ad lib, it's much better than reading.
Right.
For me.
I would recommend you take it. You get a sense of what you want to say and then create a PowerPoint slide presentation. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be bullets. And then as you speak it out loud, so you'll say, hey, my name is Allison, you know, I know, and I've been where you are and blah, 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 blah. You do your thing, but you have your little bullets on your screen and you're doing it on Zoom. So you just click the button and you fast forward your thing and you go blah, 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 and then blah, 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 blah. And then, so you got it. You got your mouse. So they don't have to see you clicking a button. There it goes. I just click my button. I just click my button. I just click my button. And you get your flow through it and you practice it a couple of times.
Do you mean the PowerPoint slides are to show to the patients as part of the?
No, you're not showing them. It's for you as an outline. Because if you try to read your script, good luck. Until you've practiced reading from a teleprompter or a script over and over and over again, you're going to look like you're reading from a script and you're not going to be from here. But if you have bullets and you just like, and you get animated and you use your hands, and when you're reading from a script, you tend to be like, you know, there's this nervousness about, am I going to get it right? Am I saying it right? Oh, I said the word wrong. Oh no, I was supposed to say the, and I said, and it screws you up. It does take a lot of practice. Like I've gotten to the point where I can read from a script and I can tell I'm reading from a script and most people can't when I have a teleprompter, but it was practice. It was a lot of work to get there. So yeah, but you got this because they want, you told me how it worked in that one consultation where you went into the heart center and you got her, how well that worked. You want them to see your heart right from the start, your heart and your brain too. Cause that's the part about, you know, you're ordinary just like them. And then you're extraordinary because you're brilliant and you went through all this stuff and now you can help them. So good for you.
Thank you.
So who wants to get help and with what? I definitely want to hear about how your things are going, Steph, that webinar. And I got some ideas for you too. Who's next? Who's going?
I was going to go like later.
Okay.
So I haven't been on these like regularly for a while. And I just wanted to kind of coast into my question asking time later.
Okay. Who wants to go first then? Lisa?
Okay. I also have not been attending regularly, so I'm really out of the loop and I haven't been listening to the replays either of the training. So I will catch up. But what I was thinking about was I have pretty much nailed down my one-to-one offerings. So now I know what I'm offering. I'm offering, you know, programs, and then I'm offering single consultations. I think it's more or less as a way to get people in. And then I also, as a new little niche that's erupt or developed is practitioner support, because practitioners also in the UK have been getting in contact with me to help them.
Oh, great.
With test interpretation. So it seems to be like a niche that's evolving. So that's all okay. So what I'd like to, I guess, support with is how to set up evergreen online programs and what is the process that I need to be thinking about now. Mm-hmm. So if I have an online program that I've developed that is, you know, that I even launched once a couple of years ago. And I think the next thing I have to think about is the online program. So I just thought, how do I set up something up that's more or less evergreen? Or is it possible to do that? Because I don't want to, you know, to have all the energy going into launches at the moment.
Launches, right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's possible. I'm in the process of doing that myself because I'm tired of launches. They're just draining and exhausting and all that. It's totally possible. And I know Steph's working on that as well. So you have this one program. And if you like it, if you like what you did, if you really like your content, you like your materials, you really think it's great, and you feel like it's really going to work for people to just go through without support, that's one thing. The other thing is if you think they need support, then you add the office hours with Lisa once a month that you just do every month no matter who shows up. Who's I saying that to yesterday? And I said, so if nobody shows up, I was saying to Allison, so if nobody shows up, then you're working on something else. And it's called drop-in office hours. So people don't feel like, oh, why does nobody show up for these calls? You know what I mean? It's drop in, ask your question, leave kind of thing, you know? And so you just do that once a month. You set aside an hour and you do that so that anybody going through your programs gets that support, right? And that's what we do with the IME office hours, with the VLM office hours. And a lot, we have hundreds and hundreds of people in these programs and like dozens show up sometimes and sometimes 10, you know, so it's not a high percentage of the people that show up, but it does give them that feeling of, oh yeah, I can just show up and come ask questions then. Mm-hmm. So that's one way to do it. Or you just have it be digital content that is self-paced and that they can go through and they can learn from. but the components you need is, you need an opt-in, some kind of freebie that you're going to give them that's going to say, hey, you know, here's this problem that you have, right? And make them aware of that problem. That could be an instant gratification gift, as it's called, like a PDF download checklist that then takes them to a delivery page where there's a video, whether it be, you know, a recorded webinar or just a video that says, hey, you've got this checklist, here's how to use it, blah, blah, blah. And then if there's more help you need, go ahead and click here and find out about my XYZ digital course, right? And if it's a low end, if it's like a $97, $197, easy to do that way. if it's a higher end than that, then it takes probably a little bit more back end nurturing for that. But you can get a pretty decent turnaround. We did that with, I did that once, but I actually charged, I think it was $27, but I had them come. I said, download, this is for practitioners. I said, download this free insulin resistance guide and learn how insulin resistance may be underlying a lot of the health problems that your clients are having. And they download the guide, and on the page with the guide, it said, you can download your guide, and here's a video that teaches you how to do this. And then I went through a very education-based video, and in about 20 minutes, I made an offer for $27, that they were going to get this. It was basically a module from a course. They had a video, and they had all this other stuff. And we had a huge number of people buy that, huge number of people. Because I gave them good information, but then I left them, oh, if you want to know how to do this and how to do that and how to do this, you buy this. So that, and that was more like a tripwire offer. So that's another option that you can do. So give me a second. Well, I just choked on my own saliva. I'll drink out of my big bottle. Sorry. Yeah, so the option, you need something free, right? Leading to something paid, and what might work is a very low-end, easy, no-brainer offer. $7, download this recipe guide with, you know, 12 recipes on how to make blood sugar balancing desserts, or, you know, or a menu plan, a two-day menu plan, or something that's like a couple of pages, a little bit longer, you know, more like 10 or 12 or 15 pages. And that's $7. And then from there, you get them into your main program. So it just depends on the pricing, but you need at least two of those three components, right? And then you got to have a traffic source. And you had a pretty good size following on Facebook, as I recall, when you did some stuff. So you'd be doing some ads to get them to the freebie. And then when they get to the freebie, then from there, and you're building your list, and then you can always follow up with the freebie people. You create a nurture sequence. So all that stuff has to be done. It's not, I'm just going to set up an evergreen. Give me a couple hours and I got it done, right? There's pieces to it. So freebie into a video that talks about it, then make some sort of a paid offer. The offer would either be a $7 tripwire, as they call it, or into a $97 program, and you could test it both ways, right? You could set it up on one page to do it one way and one page to do it another. See which works better. It does take testing to get an evergreen thing going. A lot of testing to see what works. And then you get them into your primary offer, but you're always in the background, right? Once they sign up in the background, and are you AWeber or MailChimp or what are you in?
AWeber.
AWeber. In AWeber, you're going to set up a sequence of emails then that follows up and nurtures the ones that didn't buy, mm-hmm. right? And just give them good content and then make them an offer. Give them good content, make them an offer. And I hear different things from different people about the ratio of content to offer. Some say 4-to-1, like for every 4 pieces of content, you can make one offer. Some people make an offer every time, right? Those are the ones that I get a little annoyed with when I opt in for something free. And then every single day I'm getting a blah, 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 blah. And you can buy my this, blah, 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 blah. And you can buy my that. I get annoyed with those. But the ones that just send me, like I signed up for something and like 4 or 5 days, they send me, oh, here's another free recipe. And here's a checklist. And here's this thing. I'm like, oh, these people are really good. This is generous. And I watch to see what the strategies are and what I'm feeling emotionally related to it. So I like that idea better. And then you make an offer for something, you know, that makes sense, that flows. And then you give them more content and you make an offer.
So I was thinking of something really low price. I mean, because like $7 is good, and then maybe offer something for $27, not a big, you know, I mean, $97 will be perfect, but, as an unknown, I'm not sure I could.
Well, here's the thing. If you have too many steps in it,
you're
not going to make any money at it.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, you can easily go from a $7 tripwire to a $97 offer.
Okay.
And you can go from that to a $1,000 offer, and it happens. People do it, right? Mm-hmm. Or a $400 offer, right? Mm-hmm. I know somebody who does, she sends you to a free webinar. When you get there, the webinar is actually sitting at the top of her sales page. Webinar recording, and she has this gorgeous, beautiful sales page, and it's a $397 offer. So she goes straight from this webinar, and she makes good sales from it. Yeah. And she does it from Facebook traffic.
Okay.
Right. So that's an option too. And I really liked that as I saw that. I'm like, oh, because I didn't even see the web. I'm like, where did it? I immediately came to what this looked like, a sales page, and I didn't even notice at the top the first time through. Like, when am I, is she going to send me an email with my webinar? I thought I just signed up for a webinar and now I'm on a sales page. It was a little confusing, but I was rushing, and that was probably, I was on my phone. Yes. So that's an option too, right? Right there. And her sales page was beautiful and engaging. And so that's an option. And I can give you, I'll look for that opt-in. Let's see. I think I had it on here. Somebody sent it to me because she got suckered into it. It's actually one of my coaches who got, she goes, oh, you got to look at this. Oh, it's way back. It's in this one. Okay, here it is. https://www.cookingforbalance.com and opt in for it and see what you see, because that'll give you a sense. And I haven't looked to see if she's sent me emails in the back end. She might have. And I'd love, and follow it, because she's a good writer and she's got good strategy. And before she became a health coach, she was in advertising. So she knows, you know, she kind of knows what she's doing. So check it out. But those are the pieces that are required. So the first thing you want to do is say, what's my end goal? And right, do you really want to spend a lot of time and attention selling $27 products? How many do you have to sell to make it even a drop in the bucket, right? You got to sell 100 of them to make $2,700, right? So what kind of effort is it going to take to sell 100 of them? So you want to be able to quickly get into a higher priced offer as well. So I wouldn't go a 7 and 27. I'd go a 27 and then a 97 or a 7. 7's a no-brainer. And that, what that does is it converts them to buyers. We sell the 7 ones all the time. Every time I'm in a summit and I give away a certain freebie, we're suddenly flooded with $7 offers, $7 sales tickets. Do we make a lot of money on that? No. But if I was doing Facebook ads to it, it could help me pay for the ads. Like how many people buy versus how many of those $7 people can, you know what I'm saying? They call it a self-liquidating offer, where you're paying for the Facebook traffic, but then the $7 thing helps you break even. And so that doesn't cost anything. Then you got to sell them something bigger to actually make money on it. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And there's a couple ways you could do it. You could start out just having that $7 offer and growing your list, because you'll definitely grow your list that way, right? The freebie will grow your list. You'll get some sales. You'll get to cover it. And you're just like kind of growing your list without it costing you anything. And then you go, okay, now I'm ready with the product. You can follow up with those, but then you can insert it anytime into the funnel.
And are Facebook ads still the way to go with getting the word out there?
Seems to be. I mean, there's Google ads as well. I don't know too many people that are doing them, but Facebook seems to be the way to go with it. Mm-hmm. Some people, what they're doing, and I haven't really played with this much, what they're doing is they're having you, instead of having you go to an opt-in from a Facebook ad, they're having you go to content, pure content. So it takes them to a blog, which gives them pure content, which then has embedded links in there and pop-ups and side things and however you feel comfortable doing it to get them to opt in. And then they do retargeting. So even though you didn't catch their name when they went there, there's this concept of Facebook retargeting. Yeah. And I don't know enough about it to know exactly how to implement it. I need to study with somebody to learn that. But you basically, there's cookies that go on your pages and you give Facebook that code. So Facebook will give you a code when you set up the ad. You put that on the page where the ad is going to. Then Facebook keeps track of that. And you say, hey, I want to target everybody that went to that link and send them here, there, and everywhere. And what it looks like when you do that is like, wow, Lisa's all over the place. Wow, she must be really popular here. I see her everywhere I go. No, it's not that you're everywhere they go. It's you're following them because you're doing Facebook retargeting. Mm-hmm. And they, when they see you enough in a lot of different places, then they go, oh, maybe I will buy that thing. Right. And then you follow it up with an email after they've seen you like everywhere they went on the website. Then they're going, oh, that sounds good. I guess I'll get it. Yeah. Right. So it creates that. Yeah. So that's basically it. I mean, there's a lot more to it, but let's start with figuring out what do you want to end? What's the program you want to end up selling? And how many of those do you need to sell to make a meaningful impact on your income? Right? You sell $127 programs in a year. They ain't going to make any meaningful impact on your income. Mm. Right? So the 1,000 of them, it would.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's next? Mm-hmm. Kate, Allison.
I hesitate to divert, but I've had somebody contact me on my website asking what I can do for PCOS. And I thought I could put together a 3-call program with insulin resistance and information about hormones rather than see them one-to-one. I'm getting quite a lot of inquiries about PCOS.
You're getting a lot of inquiries about it. Yeah, so creating a 3-part program, if it's one-on-one, you can create a 3-part program that's about anything and you can do it on the fly while you're talking to the person. Oh, yeah, you should join my, you know, healing PCOS program. It's this, this, and this, and you can make it up on the fly and then do it easy, right? So
yeah.
be open to doing that kind of thing. If it's something where...
And then recording, turning into an everything.
Right. You're going to have to do the work, right? It's not just the creating it. That's the easy part. The creating it would be, yeah, you just show up 3 times on a webinar and you talk to them about it. But if you've created it and you've offered it to one person, maybe that's okay. Maybe you just say, yeah, I have this webinar series, and you make sure it's like they don't see how many people are actually on it, right? You hide the, and they show up, and maybe it is just one person, but it gives you the opportunity to record it. And then, it does divert you because it takes you into, now I have to create the marketing for this. I have to create the implementation of it, right? If you're going to do the program the first time and only have one person pay you for it, they're just paying you a little bit for your development time, and that's just quite fine. But then, like Steph and I both know, when you create a whole bunch of stuff, you got to do something with it, right? Because if it just sits there, you wasted your time and you're not getting to anybody. So yeah, I would say if somebody asks you about PCOS, sure, you know, I've done this. If you have a bunch of them that have asked you, say, well, I'm going to be doing a 3-part webinar series on it, just to chat about it. And it's whatever, $97. If you want to come, please join. You can do that and just see how it goes. And then if it works, then you could go, wow, this is really great. A lot of people wanted this, but we keep it really, really simple. So you're not diverting yourself away from. Now, could you easily put together materials for a 3-part PCOS thing? Or is that going to dovetail into, well, I need to do this and then I need to do that. And next thing you know, it's a 10-week program.
I think I've still got my main hang up is still about hosting the videos, whether to, and that's the same for all different aspects, whether it's the menopause program or not, because previously my menopause program was hosted on AnyMeeting. And now that I've closed my AnyMeeting account, I've just got them as MP4s on my Dropbox.
That's the easy part. You can do them as low end as doing them on YouTube, unlisted. And they have to have the link to get it so nobody else sees it. Cheap, free, right?
Yeah. That's what I've started doing.
Right. That's one way. The other way is you pay a little bit and you do Vimeo or Wistia. And same idea, only you get more stats from them. You know, you get to see who watched it and how far in they watched it. And it's expensive. And we only use Wistia during launches. We've only used it during our Sweet Spot launch because we really wanted to keep track of like who is going there and how many. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's right for the time being anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But don't, I, what I'm seeing from you is a lot of the, let me go that way. Yeah. And you're missing this middle piece. So is there something, what's keeping you? Like we had this great conversation yesterday, Monday, whenever it was, right?
Yeah.
Okay. About you making some money quickly.
Yeah.
Right. And what we talked about.
I really liked what you said. Really liked the idea of not having to commit people to 12 months of working intensively with me. I like that idea because it can get to be a drag for me as well as for them. And I don't want to end up being that. So
I would say for the people that are asking you about PCOS, you say, great, I can work with you. I have a 3-session bundle for people with PCOS to get them started. And then you work with them privately for 3 sessions and then you see where it goes. Give them the basics, the insulin resistance stuff. Tell them, this is just a starter, right? It's a jump start. Yeah, I have my PCOS jump start 3-session package. If you want to join it, it's whatever. Whatever you want to charge for a 3-session package.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But don't take it away. It could be something down the way, down the future.
Yeah, but after I've done the menopause
getting
stuff.
Some consistent interest in this and getting that small group going on the hormones.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's how I filled my first small group. I was scared because I didn't know if I was going to have 0 people or have 1 person. 0 is fine. 0 would have been fine, but 1, that would have been really sucky because I would have had to do all the work and only had 1 person, right? But I had my assistant call. I just identified people in my list that I don't even know how I identified them. I had a very small list at the time. It was probably 2,000, 3,000 people at the most. So it wasn't a huge list, but maybe it was 1,000. It might have been 1,000. I think it was really small. And I just identified people and I said, call these folks and just tell them I'd like to have a conversation with them, that I'm creating a new program that I think would be really ideal for them. And I just want to have a personal conversation. And it's all about fatigue, and overcoming fatigue. And we set up for, I think maybe she set up 25 different calls with me. And I had these 25 calls and I signed up 7 of them into a private program and 7 of them into a small group. And the small group was scary because the private, it doesn't matter. Is there 1, 2, 3, 5, whatever. But the small group was like, well, how's it a group and how do I differentiate it? Now they're going to pay me half the price of the other people are going to pay me and they're going to get private. But it worked because I would talk to them and I'd tell them about the private one. Oh yeah, I want that. Oh, it was $1,500 at the time. And they said, oh, that's a lot of money. I said, well, yeah, it is. And this is what you'll get. And if that's really a problem right now, I do have another option. You want to hear about it? Yes. I have the small group that I'm starting and I'm only allowing 6 to 7 people in it. We'll get that intimacy. We'll meet in small groups. And it's $600. They were like, oh, I can do that. Boom. It felt so easy after I said 1500 and they really wanted it. That 600 was like, okay, I could do that. And they did it. And I got my first group. Now, what I did with that is I added education. I didn't promise them education, but I said, well, because I didn't want to just meet with them and have to say the same thing. So I knew I was going to have to teach them about this hormone or that hormone or insulin resistance, whatever. So I said, every other week, there's an educational piece and every other week is a coaching piece. So I'm going to give you this education and then we're going to coach on it. Give you this education and coach on it. 12-week program. So it was 6 coaching calls, 6 educational modules. I think there might've been a 7th that I threw in. And that became the basis of everything that I've done from there, right? I've expanded on those 7 modules into every place I went. So it was a real easy way to fill a small group program. You may have to do 25 or 30 consultations with people to fill it, right? But it does work and it's a great way to get it started. And once you get it started, you have the momentum. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. But I just want to keep you focused.
Indeed.
Bright shiny object syndrome. Put on your glasses, right?
Blinkers.
Good for you. All right. Annette or Steph, who's next? Unmute.
Okay, I go. I'll go because Steph's pointing at me. So I'll go. You have to go, Steph. You can't hide anymore.
You can't hide anymore.
So I'm working on the survivor guide.
Right.
And I uploaded it and I sent it to you and I did it in Canva. So I can go in and edit it all I want. But right. When I download it, it only comes as a PDF.
Got it. So if I want, what I can do is I can, and I can't do it until I get a little bit of space here, but I will, I can pull it up on a screenshot. I could take a screenshot. Does any things I suggest change? I'll just do a screenshot and I'll just put a little text box and an arrow.
Okay, cool. That works. Okay. And so I've had two different covers already. I keep changing the picture on it. So then I got all excited. And the one that I sent you and posted in Facebook, the picture that I picked was, it's my book cover. And Samantha took that picture. So, you know, for me, it's real symbolic and it pulls everything together and it's really cool. But that means nothing to anybody else.
Anybody else. I don't see it in my, I don't see it in my inbox.
I shared it last night in Google in my NEPA folder. It's also in the Facebook group.
Okay. So it's in your folder.
Yeah.
Okay. I can find it there then.
So I think, I mean, I'll print one of these for me because it's symbolic to me, but I think I'm going to change the picture and maybe do like, you know, chairs on a beach or, you know, something that implies relaxing and self-care.
Yeah. Okay. So diabetic caregiver survival guide. I'll share it on, is it okay if I share it on the screen?
Yeah.
Is that okay with everybody?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's do a share screen. I can always, it's always hard to find my way back home on Zoom. Okay. Share screen. And then I have this. Okay. So there it is. So what is that picture? I mean, what's the problem with that picture?
You know, it's, what does it have to do with the survival guide for diabetic parents?
Well, it's relaxing. It's soothing. I don't know.
I mean, I'm fine with leaving it, but I was just thinking maybe something more general to other people as opposed to, hey, that's my book cover and my kid took that picture.
Right. But I mean, it does have its survival guide. Like look at that little bee. He's trying to survive, right?
Right.
He's got to survive and he's got it.
He's eating nectar from the flower and it's nourishing him. I think this
nourishing
is
him. I think it's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Then I'll leave it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I've been going back and forth the last couple of days. It's like, do I keep
it? Yeah. When you said that, I was expecting a different picture, like something totally bizarro or whatever, but. Mm-hmm. Medical disclaimer. Oh, this looks great. Spend more time in nature, even so. Nature is a major rejuvenator. I know you're busy. I know you have time to pamper yourself. You need to do all the following. You don't need to do it all every day. Oh, wow. Schedule time for fun. Your pictures are great.
Thanks.
Then you have a bit about me. Your health is important. The only thing I would add to it is, what was the last thing on the list what we taught yesterday that I said everybody forgets?
Call to action.
Yeah. All about me. Something about how they can get in touch with you, I can support you. I've been there, done that. If you'd like, let's set up a consultation and see if there's a way that I can support you on this journey. I just want you to be whatever.
Okay.
And right at the bottom of this, does that make sense? Does anybody else have a thought, different thought? You have to have a call to action, guys, right?
Right.
We all just like give and give and give and give and give and give and give. And we're afraid to ask. Who was it was said, it was on somebody, I don't remember what call, it was another call I was on, and somebody who's kind of meek, as I mastermind group, and the person right that was running the meeting, I'll point blank asked her, how confident are you in asking for the sale? Well, You know what I mean? So ask for it. Tell them how you can help them. They're reading this and they're going, wow, I need more help. What's my next step? Like, and it could be a whole page that's next steps, you know, how to go deeper, how to get more support, or just a little blurb at the bottom here. But think in terms of read it through yourself from their perspective. What would they respond to as to the next step? And ask them to take that next step. Call me. I'd love to chat with you and see if this is something I can support you with.
Okay.
Right?
You don't need to read it then until you get back.
No. Okay.
When I've corrected it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is great. I mean, sharing this story is the goosebumpy story, right? Didn't know if she was going to live or die. And your health is your most important asset. And it's the most important thing you can do for your diabetic child is to maintain your health, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The most important thing you can do. They need you. She needs you. He needs you. Need help setting up your own self-care plan? Give me a call. Love to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Then you get them on a conversation. Then you get them on an enrollment conversation. You start with the go to the Bill Barron thing in the PBSS.
Yeah.
Just really structure it how to do that enrollment conversation. Okay. Get them in their dream. What would it be like? Yeah, you know, we sleep all through the night. The sugar is maintaining steadily. We've reduced our insulin level. We can go on trips again. Get them saying all that. Get them feeling all that. What's it like now? I hear you. That's what we all want, right? What's it like now?
Okay.
And then they hear the gap. Yeah, I wake up 3 times a night. The thing is beeping. I'm worried all day long. She's off at school. I'm worried if somebody's going to give her something, it's going to throw her sugar off. And then she's going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm worried that we give her too much insulin and now she's going to go into a low. What happened? You know, that you create that, right? And you want to be here. Let me share with you some ways that I can help you get there.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
You got this.
I will go in and work on it. Thank you. And sorry I made you cry, Allison.
Yeah, she made me cry when I read this the first time. No, I'm getting the tears again.
I always do. So.
And she, you know, this was the email that she wrote, and you shared it with the group, but the email that she wrote.
I need to fix that and reset.
Labor of love, right? And I read it and I'm like, it was just wrenching. And she said, yeah, I sat with my box of Kleenex the whole time I wrote it.
I get a new box.
There you go. When people hear the story and you went through it and this is how you survived it and not only survived it, this is how we're thriving. She's got hers.
So, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll work on it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Steph, there's no more skirting.
Got to go, Steph.
All right. Hi. I don't know. I have so much stuff right now that I'm trying to change and I just don't even know where to start. Like I'm just,
what's the topmost priority right now in your life? What's the topmost priority for you?
Well, what we've decided is, well, 'cause I need money. So I sold like 5 Friendly Floras after both of my workshops and everything. So yeah, I give up.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think? Let's go back to it. Don't give up. But what went wrong?
The 2 variables that didn't change were me and the sales page. So one of those things,
okay.
I made a much better offer. The offer was way more solid. Okay. Yeah.
Was it different that second time? Percentage wise of the people on the call who bought?
No, like one person bought.
One person bought on the call.
From the second webinar.
And what about
it? All new people, 200 new people.
And they all showed up? 200 showed up?
Or 200 showed up, but 200 watched the replay total.
Okay. How many showed up on the live? Let's just get some stats.
50-something. The first one had 60-something.
Okay. The first one had 60-something. And how many bought?
4.
Okay. And then the second one, which you felt was a more solid offer, 50 people and only one bought.
Yeah.
And what about your follow-up sequence?
It was more clear. We did the follow-up sequence. We did 3 emails on the last day.
Give some extra bonus and urgency.
A whole bunch of bonuses. I did not do that. I'm tired of bonuses. Bonuses are dumb. It's like, have this bunch of crap that I just made to make my program. Like, no, this program is totally worth it just the way it is.
No, you pull something out of the program. Usually what you want to do is pull something out of the program.
I know all that, but it just feels dumb. And I don't want to do it anymore.
You don't manipulate anybody anymore.
It's just dumb. Yeah. Like, I just, yeah. Like, if it's not worth it without me, without smoke and mirrors, if you don't want to, like, improve your health without all these fancy pants stuff, like, I'm not even, I can't even bother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just had it.
Now, let's go back to that first. Remember that first webinar you did for Core Reset, right? We did a webinar and you had already had about 15 people or something signed up for it. We did a webinar and you ended up getting 50 people signed up for that webinar.
Right.
What was different?
I don't know. It was a good offer and I did it with you. I think those are the main differences.
And you did it was an Intel seminar versus Webinar Jam.
Yeah, I don't mind Webinar Jam.
Well, I'm just thinking of the variables, though, right? Yeah. They couldn't see you. They just saw your slides.
There were no slides.
The one that you and I did?
Yeah. It was just audio. There were no slides.
Oh, we didn't have slides? So nope. I just asked you questions.
Yep.
Okay, so these are clues, right? We're just trying to get at what was the difference, right? Was it more structured? Was it the fact that I was endorsing you that caused people?
Probably. I had people endorse me. And then also I had 100 people in my mind and I didn't stop until there were 100 people in the program.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And this is a different program. Yeah. What's the promise of this program versus that program?
This program is just structurally rebuilding the flora in your gut, step by step.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about killing bad bacteria.
Right.
Whereas the other one is.
And the promise, though, the result, like if you could bottom line the result, like what did we tell them they were going to get when they bought Core Reset?
That's a good point.
It's the result, not what they were going to get, like 3 webinars and 14 pieces of craft.
Well, we didn't really clearly say. We just kind of said, you know, histamine. We related all these issues to the gut and to particular, but I did that exact same thing on this webinar. There was no specific promise of you're going to be better after you take this program. We said you would feel better.
Yeah.
And I also guaranteed that for this program as well.
You're going to feel better. You're going to get some balance. Your gut is important for everything else. And one person. Right.
I feel like people don't feel like they need a program where they make food.
Mm.
It's not a magic bullet.
Yeah.
And I even came out and said, like, this is not a magic bullet. I said, you're going to have to do this over time. And that's why, you know, like it's just, but it's not.
Yeah.
They're going to have to actually do it. And I don't want someone in my program. You couldn't pay me enough to sit down and listen to someone complain who's not going to do anything about stuff.
Right.
No. I don't care anymore.
I don't want it anymore.
I'm frustrated. Like, so I want people who are going to do stuff. Yes. So I'm just like, you know, disclaimer, you're going to have to do stuff. And I did say that.
You did.
You're going to have to make these foods and you're going to have to make them over time. In your own kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel about this program versus Core Reset? How do you feel about them in terms of like your enjoyment of doing
this? This is a better program.
This is.
Yeah. It's a much better program.
And you enjoy doing it more.
Yeah.
Okay. And supporting people on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they get this program, they get a series of videos or are they getting live calls with you live in the kitchen?
They get both.
They get both.
We're not doing live in the kitchen calls. They have the recorded workshops. which were live in the kitchen, and now they get like a Q&A show and tell. So they get four of those and a bunch of other kind of calls. Okay.
And how long does this program go over?
6 months.
Okay. I wonder if that's it.
I can't shorten it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you it's like they need to get making the yogurt. They need to go through their bottle of Bifidum. They need to do like it's, I actually want something to happen in their body. I'm not teaching them how to
$400.
We're going through restructuring their gut.
And do you point, it's 6 months, $300. That's $50 a month. Do you say that anywhere in your webinar?
At the end, I tell them what the investment is.
What do you spend $50 on in a month? How quickly can you spend $50 in a month on stuff that's breaking your health down? This program is $50 a month. You know what that breaks out to be? $12.50 a week. You know what that breaks out to be? Less than $2 a day. So are you willing to invest less than $2 a day, which is like a fraction of what it would cost for a cup of Starbucks coffee with cream and latte that's killing your gut? Are you willing to spend it? I mean, are you worth it? Are you sick and tired of feeling this way? Aren't you just sick and tired of feeling this way?
Right.
Oh, you want to do this next year? Oh, so you want to suffer from now till next year?
I got a lot of that. I want to do this next year. I want to do this next year.
And that's the thing where I think, right? You get in that place of strength, right? You got to get over the antagonism part, but really, you want to wait till next year? Do you have gut problems right now? What do you have skin? What are your issues right now? Oh, so that's not important for you to get that fixed now? You want to wait until a year from now? Like, I can't bloody stand having those symptoms for 30 seconds and you're willing to stand it for another year?
Right.
When I first was healing myself, I would have paid five times what this course was costing me, you, because this is the deal with me. I had to find this out for myself. I mean, I think you need to get a little more, like, it's freaking $1.75 a day. What do you spend $1.75 on a day?
Right.
If it even comes out to me, calculate the exact amount. You know, $1.77 whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I would also, I would also write an email out to the people who showed up and say, subject line, I'm a little confused. You came to my webinar. You came with a problem. I offered you a pretty outstanding solution, a step-by-step. Nobody else is offering you this. How to learn how to make foods that are going to customize your gut, that are going to deal with your own gut issues. And it costs less than $1.75 a day and you didn't take it. Is that because you don't have a problem with your gut and you don't want to solve it, or you don't believe that this is a solution? Mm. You know, I think there's a lot of noise right now that wasn't here even the 2 years ago when I did that webinar with you, right? Or three, whatever it was. There's a lot more programs out there. And I think we need to address that. I was thinking of that this morning in terms of practitioner trainings. You know how many freaking amateurs are teaching practitioner trainings? Yeah. Drives me nuts. I just graduated from IIN 2 years ago and now I'm teaching practitioners. Like, go take a hike.
Yeah. Right.
Right? And people who go, I just took, you know, whatever program and now I'm going to teach you how to handle your gut problems. So, and you got to meet them there because the marketing is much more critical now.
Right.
Because they're hearing their summits like, oh, well, Zeus, should I hear, go to Steph? Should I go to this person? Should I go to this person?
Should I do that?
And I would address it head on. I know that you're confused because there's so many summits out there and there's so many programs and there's so many approaches. I need you to choose. Whether you choose my program or the program down the street, you need to make a choice and you need to make it now. Because every single day that you allow this gut issue to keep progressing, you're getting closer and closer to what could be some really serious health complications. And let me tell you, I've dealt with those people who've let it go. And I know how challenging it is.
Right.
You need to make a choice.
More like strident, in my opinion. and directly address the fact that there's a lot of other programs that they could be taking, but that this mm-hmm. is the only one where they're going to learn this step-by-step system.
This is the only one that does this. How does yours stand out?
Yeah.
And this is the thing here. Let me just tell you, you're getting frustrated, but you had two webinars. I know folks who are just trying to optimize their webinar, right? You just keep, okay, you know Summer Bach, right? She's going to do four different webinars and test all four. And she's already tested a bunch. She's like, oh, they're okay. They convert okay. They're not great. I'm going to do four new ones and I'm going to test those out. And I'll just keep going until I find the one that
converts. It's just a lot of work to do for $100.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I could just go teach someone a lesson and, you know, I don't know. I just, it's a lot of work. It's 2 weeks of work for me and Rooker to put this kind of thing together. And then we get $100 in next week. Maybe we get another 100 if the person doesn't quit. So I'm just like, okay. I'd love to optimize a webinar, but I also want to buy groceries.
I hear you.
So I just don't know. Like, I just don't
There's a dilemma here, too, right? Because you don't want to do the private stuff. And there's a lot of people who would be jumping at the bit to work with you privately.
Right. I did get a lot of people say that they want to come here and do it. Like, I got a lot of people sign up for wanting to talk to me. And then what they want to talk about is come here and have that customized weekend that I put as my comparator.
Oh, they want that for $20,000? Yeah, sure. Do a customized weekend. It's $20,000.
No, it's $3,000.
Oh, it's three. And they want to do that?
Yeah. Okay. But so I don't know.
Do a couple of them as a benchmark. You'll pay your grocery bill, right? Do them, but then you figure out what it takes, what it costs. And then instead of doing a customized weekend for one, you do a customized weekend for four or five.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You still charge $3,000. Okay. I'll tell you what Alan Christensen is doing. He's offering a 1 day retreat in his home. He's taking in eight people. He's charging $5,000 or $6,000 per person.
But is it a business thing?
No. For their health. For their health. He gets them to do their labs and fill out their forms in advance. He looks them over. And then each person gets allotted a set amount of time that they, like we're doing here, right? It's a group thing. They learn from each other. He makes them lunch, his wife teaches them some cooking skills. And they're paying it. He just filled up three weekends.
Okay.
Right? So if people say, yeah, I want to do that. You say, great. I need your deposit. When are we going to do it?
Okay.
Great. Let's do it. And then you go, okay, how many can I handle? When you do it with one, you go, well, I could have handled two or three more. You know, you wouldn't be able to handle 10 or 12, but what is that limit where you could still give each one individual and they're going to learn from each other? So three might be an ideal, four might be an ideal because the camaraderie and the interaction and, oh, you do this while she does that. And, oh, your bacteria would be this one. Here's yours. And yours is this one. And yours is that one. And you make it fun. You'd have fun with that.
I think so.
You'd have way more fun with that than doing them online.
Yeah. What I don't like is just I just feel over time. I get frustrated with apathy. So like the occasional, like one out of every 20 clients, I'm like, I love you. And then everyone else, I'm like, get off your butt and do something.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Because I was involved from the beginning when you started off, and I actually signed up for your Core Reset, and I listened. You did a second webinar by yourself without Dr. Imri, and I watched that one part of, you know, trying to support you and also to learn, and you had a board behind you and you wrote on it, and then your son came in and it was really good, and the difference I hear, and I didn't listen to this webinar, is your tone. You're a little bit angry, and this is coming through, and it's coming through, and maybe it's putting all this effort in, but I don't know if that's coming through. It wasn't there before, and maybe when you're making your offer and all that, it's coming through as well because of whatever your personal circumstances are, et cetera.
I feel like it's not on those webinars, though. I'm having so much fun talking to the people.
Okay.
I'm angry now, and I want you guys to see that.
Yeah, I see it. Got it.
Like, we got it.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't have anyone else to talk to about this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have anyone else who knows kind of all what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was just concerned because of that, you know, if that tone goes through to your client or the webinars.
Then right, if you're having that feeling, they'll feel it, yeah. Yeah. I feel that, right. Yeah. Yeah. And the belief too, like you said you were going to do 100 and you believed that you were going to do it. And now because you've had some, you know, setbacks, you don't necessarily believe that anymore. And so the energy that you're putting out there is not that, yes, right. Yes, yes, I can do this, right?
But it's a personal reward. Like I would do it for free if I felt like it mattered. That's the crux of it. Like
it mattered. How do you mean?
Pay me 50,000. So Rooker and I made up this whole plan of like all this stuff we're going to do. And the amount that I would make the year, and I've never made $100,000, but the amount was going to be like $150,000, but I'd have to work 5 days a week doing it. And I was like, man, I don't want to do that 5 days a week for $150,000, which would pay all my bills and do everything. Cause I just don't want to. Like if it was something that I felt was going to really matter, do you know what I mean?
I was so like lost. No, explain that. What do you mean by matter? Cause what you, well, first of all, I want to say what you do matters.
I want to see that it helps.
I see your name popping up on every one of my groups. I don't know if some of you have noticed that, you know, somebody will be saying something. Oh, you need to go check out Steph Jackson. Oh, you need to check out Steph Jackson. You need to check out Steph Jackson. My people think like you're the guru of gut health.
But I just, I really love those people that totally follow through. And yeah.
And you're not going to get a whole, we've got 500 people that signed up for Sweet Spot this time. 485 people, plus some people that came back. So over 500 people. And there's some that I'm like, I want more of her and I want more. And that's what I'm looking out for. I want more Marshas and I want more Sandys and I want more because they're like in there and they're doing it and they're, and then there's the Grivers, like, no offense, but Lisa's going to work with one privately because, and she, you know, I think she really wants to do it. She just has a lot of limitations, but it's the whiners and no, I can't do that. I can't eat vegetables. No, I can't do that. I can't move my body. No, I can't do that. I can't.
Like, it's like what can you do?
Right. And then that's what we get there. And that's where the coaching comes in. I hear you. And letting them know, I hear you. It's hard when you have limitations. Let's see what you can do. No, you can't get on this thing and do bursts for 30 seconds until your heart rate is 180. Nope. Okay. What can you do? Can you just do this with your arms 20 times? Yay! Congratulations. Oh, you can't do this, Holzman. Can you just have 2 bites of broccoli for dinner? Sure, I can try that. Let's just go from there. Because there, a lot of them have the all or nothing mentality, right? If they can't do it all, they want to give it up. And so it's a matter of, there's some coaching skills that come in that I think I've learned. And sometimes I let my hair down here and I complain about them. But in reality, you know, if I just sit there and feel into what they're feeling, like what is their pain? What's preventing them from doing it, right? They're not doing it to make it hard on you. Right. If they knew how to do it and they were as motivated as us, they would be in our position where they just bootstrapped it, figured it out for themselves, and then started teaching other people.
Right.
We are a very small percentage of the population. Someone with your motivation and drive and intuition and intuitive, intellectual capacity to figure it out is a very small percentage of the population.
Right.
And our job is to help those others to get there. And yeah, you have a right to say, no, I don't want the people in my program if they're not willing to do it. And I'm like that too. It's like, I'm putting it out there, you know, like I was having a conversation about refund policies, right? And somebody's telling me, like, this business coach says, yeah, you can have a 30-day refund, but you have to show me that you did the work and that it didn't work for you, right? You got to come to my calls. You've got to ask questions. You've got to post in the forum. You've got to fill out your journal that says, here's where I'm having problems. And if we can't help you after 30 days, but not, no, my cat got an infection and I need to pay them. And, you know, I'm going to screw you because you know how much it costs to do a refund. It's pathetic how much people don't realize how much it costs us to give a refund.
But yeah, so I have a refund application where they have to do all the stuff.
Yeah. But that's good.
I just don't know. I just need a really good launch. I don't know. Cause it's also launch fatigue. There's like this thing when you do a launch and then there's all this like dopamine and you're all excited and it's all, and then you're done and it's like, bleh.
Yeah.
And then you do another one and so I'm not even getting the thing of like, yay, I made money, ka-ching.
Right. I hear you. I would like to be able to look more closely at what went on. Like, what are those posts, those emails that followed up? What does the thing look like? Do you have, get a transcript, use Temi, $10 a minute. It's, you know, it's not great, but I can figure it out what you said, just to get a general idea of what you were saying, how you transitioned into it, and what was your call to action and how firm was your call to action. Okay. I mean, I just did this thing for the body balance thing and I just sent out and we had like, I don't know, 500 or 600 people show up for a webinar and 10 people signed up. And I was like, that's pretty pathetic. But, when I went back through it, I mean, it's $1,000 program, but when I went back through it and I went over it with Justin and Callan and I said, well, they said, well, the webinar, yeah, your offer needs to be better, but he goes, this is good. I mean, you've got a concept that works. You had 5,000-6,000 people sign up for this. So the concept works. The title works. Your hook works. Your offer needs to be worked on. So it's like breaking it down to which of the pieces that need the work, not just throwing the whole thing out. Because I was like, okay, are we starting from scratch? No. He went through it and he goes, those are good stats. We looked at where the drop-off was. So you can look at that on, and you know, where did they go? Did people start to leave as soon as you transitioned into the offer? Did you make it real clear that you were looking at, you know, going into an offer? So all those little stats, but the follow-ups too.
People that left before the offer and the first one. So almost everybody stayed through the entire offer and did Q&A with me after.
Okay. So get that. I would like to hear what happened. So see if we can find out where the breakdown was. Right? Because you had enough people show up, sign up. You had a decent show up. If you had 25% show up, that's statistically decent. There's ways that you can maybe improve your retention during that by giving them little things to do while they're waiting for the thing. And, on the thing, bring this, fill this in and bring it on the call. And we're going to work on that. Or, you know what I mean? Like stuff that's going to engage them to actually come to the call. Right. So that can be improved. But, and then your follow up, you should at least be getting another, so if you got 5 sales between the two calls, you should be getting at least another 5 in the follow-ups. Mm-hmm. Okay. I get 70% of my sales come in the follow-up email sequences.
Right.
And 20 to 30% of them come on the last day. Right. So it's creating that buying frenzy on the last day. I know you hate the bonus thing, but we'll figure out some other way to create the urgency. Right. And then what are you saying to them in there that keeps them focused on the result that they want? The result that they want, here's how to get it. The result that they want.
More direct.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to ask for the sale in every one of those emails. You give them some good stuff, but you got to ask for the sale. You know, and go back. If you signed up for my launch, go back and look at them. If not, we'll give you, I can figure out how to get you access to some of the stuff we said. But that sweet spot, whatever we did, we got a buying frenzy on that last day. I mean, I literally had to just, behind the scenes, I moved out the deadline because it was gonna close at a certain time. And I'm like, there's 14 people on the sales letter. We have Zopam, right? Which is something that you can see who's on the sales page. Like there's 14 people and it's 2 a.m. So it's going to be turning off in like 15 minutes. I got to go change it. And I changed it to midnight Samoan time or something, which 6 a.m. here, right? Just because I didn't want to turn them away. They will wait for the last minute, which is why really engaging them and really like, remember I said yesterday, you weren't on it, but I said, you gotta, they use the word. So you incite the emotion about their pain, but you gotta aggravate the pain. You gotta make them see how bad that pain is and that they need to solve this problem right now.
Yeah.
Right. And that's on the webinar. Absolutely. But it's also in your follow-ups And it's in your reminders after they've opted in to make it urgent that they show up.
Okay, I'm going to review my follow-up emails. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And put them, if you put them all in a Word doc and on a Google doc to share it with me. I don't know if I have. I have a shared Dropbox with you, but I found with Annette, it's actually easier if we do a Google Drive. So I'll just create a Google Drive for you. I'm going to do that right here. Where is this at? There's there. And my drive. Yeah, I'll just add one for you. New folder. You don't have permission.
And I'll get the transcript so we can like rip it apart. I feel like these guys are right, and that like I don't even really want people in my program, so I'm not selling it properly.
I think that's part of it, right?
I can tell that's what she's thinking, and I know that's what Lisa's saying, so I'll have to, maybe it's coming through, so.
I think that there's something there that you're afraid of who you're going to get in, and so you're closing the wall.
Probably, yeah. It's like an energetic thing that I'm probably doing.
And I would say, find those two or three or five people that you've really loved over the years that have been in your program, and write up a description of them, who they are. Just pick one, but who they are, what they are, and have this picture. I actually did one of my practitioner launches to one of the people in this program that I said, yeah, I want more of her. I want more of her. And I just kept talking to her.
Cool.
How would I talk to Mary? What would Mary want to hear? What's going to help Mary to get off and say, you know, it's worth investing $300.
Right.
It's worth it. I trust it. Right. They've been jaded too. How many programs have they joined where they didn't get the results?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to do all this work and address those objections.
Right.
I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking, right? You're probably thinking, you know, I've tried so many probiotics before, and I've tried making sauerkraut before. And what if I have a histamine reaction? I heard that, you know, and you just address. And what if I do all this work and it doesn't work?
Right.
And then you'd throw out, and then you know what some of you are thinking? Subconsciously, it probably doesn't enter your conscious mind. What if I do it and it works? And what if I do get better? What am I going to be expected to do? What am I afraid of if I am better? Because so many of them, that's a big piece of it. They've been in victim mode their whole life. And victim mode gets them, they don't have to empty the trash. And if the laundry doesn't get done, nobody yells at them.
Yeah. People skills. I need people skills. Okay. I'll review my transcript and I'll think about just how I'm being with people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's.
And picture that ideal person and picture every single one of them. You can look at the names as you see them on the sidebar, right? When you're doing it. And you just picture them all. Oh yeah, she's Mary's twin. Oh yeah, there's Mary's twin again. Wow, all these people are Mary's twins. Wow, isn't this wonderful? We have a whole room of Mary. Let me talk to Mary.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are. I mostly like people. I really do.
Yeah, okay. And you're good with people. And most is, you know, let them feel that you know you were there. You told your story, right, about only eating butternut squash for 5 days.
I didn't know that one. Yeah.
I would put that in there. I know you've probably limited your diet so much. So many people I talk to have limited their diet because they heard Dr. Gundry talk about lectins, and they heard Dr. So-and-so talk about histamine, and they heard this one talk about oxalates. And now they're going, I can't eat anything. What can I eat?
Right.
Let me just tell you, I know how that feels. I ate nothing but butternut squash for whatever it was, or pumpkin, whatever it was, for X number of weeks. And it was worth it.
Totally. It's just food. But yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Right. And I know, and I want to help you to be able to eat as much as you can within the healthy range of food and not keep limiting and limiting and limiting. And these bugs.
I'll just say that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen to how you said it. See how you said it. Play with the wording, right? And you go, oh, did I really say it that? Because I'll look at mine and go, did I really say it that way? You know, and you tweak the wording around.
Okay, so last thing. So I'm gonna retweak this, and I'm gonna try it again and adjust. Do I wait a year? Because like I have my year scheduled,
And it's like a year later when I'm going to launch this again.
I would do it again. Now I'd write to the people who came. I've got to, and do a little twist on it, right? Okay. You know, a lot of people missed this webinar. And a lot of people asked these specific questions that I realized I wasn't addressing in the webinar. So I'm going to address a lot of the questions that people asked that I didn't address in the last time. Come on in. And you know what? Even if you did the exact same webinar, nobody would notice because of their brain fog.
That's funny. They'd notice.
I've had people come on. I've had practitioners who've been like, they bought the program already. They go and they buy it again because they heard that webinar. Like, I've had people in NEPT who get access to CDMDS, IRSPT, they get access to everything, and they'll get on this thing and I'll do this thing. Oh my God, that was such a great webinar. I'm like, really? It was the same one I did? You know, wow, really? It was different. And they buy it again and we're like, we have to give you a refund because you already have this program. So just, yeah, switch it around, switch the order around, like really optimize the order, go back through Callan and Justin's or, you know, their sequence that they recommend.
Stick to their script or else if I go rogue, it doesn't go well. Okay.
Stick to their script.
Okay. We'll do it again.
And you'll do it again.
And be more positive. Lisa, thanks for the self-love. You're right.
So I hope I didn't speak out of, you know, I just.
No, you're totally right.
You're totally right. And that happens to us sometimes. And we need somebody to call us on it and say, really? That's how you're feeling. Everybody out there is Mary or whoever your favorite client is.
Yeah.
They're all her. And they're all ready.
You all are her. Like when I'm looking at, like you take act, like, but that's, I guess that's why we're in this group.
Yeah, there's people out there that take action. Yeah. They'll do it. Marsha in Sweet Spot. She's amazing. And she goes, oh yeah, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Very positive. And
sometimes they start out grumpy, like Carol, and they can't do it and they struggle and you just listen. And I just kept telling her, I'm here for you. Whatever you choose, we'll do. Whatever you choose, I'll support you. And now she's lost like 9 pounds. She's way into the program and she's really happy. But I had to drag her through fire to get her here.
Yeah.
And it was a real struggle. But now she's thriving.
And that's what they need. They need to know that people care enough to not give up on them. They've had some really hard times that have gotten them to that point. Right? And they just need to know, yeah, it's going to take work, but I'm here by your side. Maybe that's the piece. It's going to take work, but guess what? I'm with you every step of the way. Mm-hmm. I'm here for you.
I don't give up on people, but I think, which is why now it starts to feel like it costs me.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was just very flowy. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Thank you. Yep.
But I will say, I mean, those of you who have followed in the Sweet Spot or other groups, we see your name mentioned a lot. When people mention gut stuff, oh, have you checked out Steph Jackson? Checked out her programs.
That's good to know.
Yeah. The gut guru. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. What time is it? Oh, good. I have a minute to go to the bathroom before my next call. I will be leaving tomorrow for Europe. I get to see Allison next week. Yay. I'm so excited.
Have a great trip.
Thank you. Yeah. And you're too far away, I guess, in Switzerland. Well, you're between Switzerland and Italy and London. How far are you from Bologna?
Well, a couple of hours plane ride.
Yeah.
Oh, but next time you come to Europe, I want to make sure we hook up, you know, meet. That'd be great. Yeah.
Great. My son's then going to come home. He was going to stay over there and go to Lebanon for the summer to do a thesis project, but it turns out he has to take another course in D.C. instead. So he's going to come home for a week, and then he's off to D.C., and then he'll probably be gone the rest of the year. So we get to spend some time with him.
Yeah.
And then the other son's coming home for – I think he's coming home for a week as well, or maybe two. And then he's going to go spend the summer in Seattle, get a job in Seattle with his friend.
Oh, cool.
Like, wow, I thought we were going to have kids. We'll have two kids home for 2 weeks or a week. And then we'll be again alone. That'll be good. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thank you. Have a great trip. Okay, bye everyone.
Bye-bye. Let's see what you guys have been talking about here. I don't know. I didn't read it.